Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is John Hunter Nemechek from Nemco Motorsports, and you're listening to Thursday Night Thunder on the Speedway Digest Radio Network.
Hello and welcome to the April 20th edition of Speedway Digest Thursday Night Thunder, episode 106 of the series. I'm your host, Adam Jason Sinclair, and on tonight's program, Michael Mullally and myself will review this past weekend of racing and chat about whatever other exciting news of the world of modern motorsports pops into the conversation. We're standing by for our co-host call-in today. So while we're standing by, let's go ahead and listen to In the Zone from Ron Pastana and the Pit Crew. Good song to get us warmed up for a good show tonight. Once again, that was In the Zone from Ron Pastana and the Pit Crew, which can be downloaded via iTunes, or you can just search for In the Zone by Ron Pastana and the Pit Crew in your favorite search engine, and I'm sure it'll pop up somewhere there. Let's go ahead and start our show off with some relatively bad news tonight, unfortunately. First off, our hearts go out to British Formula 4 driver Billy Monger, who was airlifted to hospital with leg injuries following a frightening crash in the second round of the championship at Donington Park last week. Monger made heavy contact with the rear of a slowing Patrick Pasma in a Carlin entry at the Swartz Curve at Donington Park during race three of the weekend in the Leicester Circuit. I'm hoping I get that right. Monger was conscious and talking after the incident, which stopped the race. Paramedics took nearly 2 hours to extricate the 17-year-old from the car before he was airlifted to the hospital. Pasma, however, escaped serious injury, but was also taken to the hospital by road for checkups, where he remained on Sunday night. Unfortunately, Monger's injuries were so severe that he lost both of his legs. He is currently in a medically induced coma, and his condition is listed as critical. As a lot of you who listened to the program last week are aware, I was lucky enough to attend a Formula 4 race in Homestead a couple weeks ago, and we briefly touched on that during last week's program, as I just stated. The young drivers in the series are the future of auto racing, but this accident shows the inherent danger of the sport. Not really a good thing when somebody loses both their legs at a fairly young age there in an auto racing accident. I know that at the Formula 4 race I attended in Homestead, there were a ton of accidents there. None of them were as severe as this one, of course, but there were a lot of big accidents there. And if you were able to watch MAV TV earlier today, or if you get MAV TV, I know they're covering the Formula 4 series in the United States this year. They had a season preview on this afternoon at 1 p.m. So if you're interested in Formula 4 racing, be sure to check out MAV TV. I'm sure they've got the Formula 4 schedule somewhere on their website there. If not, you can look in your DVR settings, type in Formula 4, and I'm sure it'll give you a bunch of information. That is Formula, probably the number 4, although I'm pretty sure if you spelled out the 4 as well, you'd kick up something. So be sure to check that out. Formula 4 is an amazing series, and it was it's quite the shame that young kid had the terrible accident there in England last weekend. But that's one of those racing deals. Perhaps he'll be able to pick up the pieces and come back to motorsports later in his life. You never know. There are lots of people who do that. People like Alex Zanardi, who's went into professional motorsports in a different way. He did the sports cars after he lost his legs in that accident there several years back. He's also done the triathlons and that sort of thing, so that's kind of cool. It is unfortunate when stuff like that happens, as I stated a moment ago. It's one of those racing things, and nobody really wants to talk about that much, but that is how things go. I know that even people who don't have severe injuries like that, who have injuries like Tommy Kendall, who currently walks a little funny. He's got one leg that's longer than the other from his sports car accident way back in the 90s. Or people like, Dario Franchitti, whose career ended after several incidents. That one where he actually had his foot dangling outside of the car for a short period of time. That was pretty scary, too. So, racing is inherently a dangerous sport. It's sometimes people get the idea that it's all really, really safe, and it is to a certain extent a lot more than it used to be. But there's always a little incident that happens that gets you to remember that it's not the safest in the world, and that's just a bad thing. Let's hope that nothing bad happens this weekend at any of the racing events taking place all across the country. I know that we've got there's racing taking part in Bristol, as well as in Birmingham, which we'll touch on in a few moments. Let's go ahead and review what's going to be happening this weekend in NASCAR first. This weekend, the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series travels to the Bristol Motor Speedway for the Food City 500. Race takes place on Sunday, April 23rd at 2 p.m. Eastern. It can be heard on PRN Radio as well as SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. The race distance is 266.5 miles, which averages out to 500 laps there at the Bristol Motor Speedway. As we've discussed previously on this program, NASCAR is dividing their racing into stages now. So Stage 1 ends on lap 125, Stage 2 ends on lap 250, and the final stage ends on lap 500. For the Xfinity Series, their next race is the Fitzgerald Glider Kits 300. It takes place at Bristol Motor Speedway on Saturday, April 22nd at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. The television coverage begins 1 hour earlier at noon Eastern Time on Fox Sports 1. It can also be heard on radio at PRN and on the Sirius XM NASCAR radio station. The distance of that race is 159.9 miles, which averages out to 300 laps. Stage 1 ends on lap 85, stage 2 on lap 170, and of course the final stage ends on lap 300. It should be a pretty good amount of racing this week, and I'm kind of looking forward to it, although I do know there are other races taking place, and I'm not sure exactly which ones I'm going to end up watching this weekend. Bristol's always pretty cool, though, but I think the night race in Bristol is a better event. It's definitely a lot more comfy. I know there's been some nasty weather around Tennessee. There's also going to be some weather that they're going to deal with this weekend. There's actually been talk of postponing the event because the weather forecast is that bad in the Bristol area this weekend. So we'll see how it goes. I have faith that they'll end up doing something. I know that they're probably going to end up doing a little bit of fill, and that might unfortunately cause some ratings issues. They do have a lot of competition this time of year. Of course, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about the big news in the world of open wheel racing. We touched on briefly last week, because last week was a fairly abbreviated program. This week will also be a little bit abbreviated, but we're working on it. After an absence of 38 years, McLaren is to return to the Indianapolis 500 next month using Honda power. On May 28th, McLaren will enter a single car in the 101st Indianapolis 500, powered by Honda. The car will be run by the Andretti Autosports team, headed by founder, owner, and chief executive officer Michael Andretti, a former IndyCar champion who raced in Formula One for McLaren alongside the legendary Ayrton Senna for a single season in 1993. And is the son of three-time IndyCar champion and one-time Formula One champion Mario Andretti. As was stated last week, we did have a chance to talk to Michael's cousins there, Adam Andretti, at the Trans Am race, and that was pretty awesome, so check that out on episode 105 of the program. The McLaren Honda Andretti Entry, a Dallara DW12 chassis, as used by Overdrive and IndyCar Series teams, will be driven by current McLaren Honda Formula One driver Fernando Alonso, who starred 275 Grand Prix, has won 32 of those races, and has become Formula One champion twice, and Formula One runner-up three times. Its engine will be a Honda 2.2-liter twin-turbo V6, limited by IndyCar regulations to 12,000 revolutions per minute. Since the Indianapolis 500 will take place on May 28th, the same day as the Monaco Grand Prix, Fernando will not race at Monaco this year. The Indianapolis 500 will be the only 2017 IndyCar race in which Fernando will compete, however, and the Monaco Grand Prix will therefore be the only Formula One race in 2017 in which he will not compete. That's pretty much how the logic works. I didn't write the press release. Don't blame me for that. In due course, McLaren Honda will announce the identity of the driver who will race Fernando's car at Monaco. Now, that'll be an interesting decision. I know that a lot of Formula One guys who are out there, a lot of them have rather deep pockets, so it'll be interesting to see if they choose a previous competitor or somebody entirely new to come up into the car. It could even be somebody from Formula 3, Formula 2, you never know. I doubt they put a Formula 4 guy in there, but it could be a Formula 3 or Formula 2 guy who they bring up into the automobile. We'll see. IndyCar returns to competition this weekend at the Honda Indy Grand Prix of Alabama. That'll be an interesting race as well. There's a lot of new things happening in IndyCar. They're great, including the fact that Alonso is thinking about running at the Indy 500. Actually, he's already announced to run the Indy 500, so that's kind of cool. But we're looking forward to it. We've never actually made it up to Indianapolis, so that is a race that's on our bucket list. But the IndyCar Grand Prix at the Honda Indy Grand Prix of Alabama in Birmingham, Alabama, will be a Also, several other series competing there, including the IMSA P3 series will be competing there this weekend. They have a little bit of a race tomorrow afternoon. They also have a race on Saturday afternoon. Those will be live streamed if you're into that live streaming type thing. I think it's kind of cool. But I can never really get to work out too much, although I am a big YouTube fan. Most of my YouTube stuff isn't exactly sports related. I like to watch a lot of travel things and all that, so each his own. Next week we've got a good lineup of drivers scheduled. We've got Gus Dean, the ARCA driver, as well as the Cars Series driver, who's scheduled to be on the program next week. I know he was scheduled a few weeks ago, but we had a little bit of communication issue, and that's been straightened out a little bit now, I think. So hopefully he'll be on the program next week. We're also reaching out to a few different drivers to be on the program next week. Including Brad Sievers, who's on the Racing for Recovery Tour this year in 2017. He has an awesome website if you want to check that out. It's at Sievers Racing, SEAVERS Racing.com. I want to check that out. It's a pretty neat looking, very well organized website, and his modified car is pretty awesome looking as well. So we'll see how that goes. There's also always a lot of other drivers we have in the pipeline who we're trying to schedule to get on the show. But as we say, if you're a race car driver, a crew chief, pit member, track owner, or maybe you're just a huge fan of the sport, we'd love to have you contact either Michael Mullally or myself to get your spot on the show. After all, you deserve your 15 minutes of fame, and we'd love to hear from you. I know you mentioned you haven't been following as much racing the past few weeks, but who's your pick to win the race at Bristol this weekend?
This weekend, let's see, Bristol, I'm going to say Kevin Harvick.
Okay. What's your reasoning behind Kevin Harvick?
Just because I feel like Bristol's a really tough track. Well, I mean, it is. Every track is tough, but I don't know. For some reason, I just feel like he's going to do really good. And, you know, I would usually go with Joey Logano. We all know this. But I feel like Kevin Harvick is in the running for a win.
At Bristol, he has done pretty well there in the past, but I'm going to go with Kurt Busch simply because he hasn't won a Bristol for a few years. He did start the year really great by winning in Daytona, and he's still in the top 10, so I think that this year might be another year for Kurt Busch there at Bristol.
Yeah, and I forgot he won the Daytona 500, so yeah, I guess. You know, it would make sense, but I don't know. I just still find it kind of crazy.
If you look at
Oh, I just still find it kind of crazy that he won the Daytona 500.
It is kind of cool. It was a weird ending to the race. I didn't see the entire thing. I just saw the very end of it, and it was kind of a weird ending. But he's good at taking opportunities like that and dominating at the end of the race. And he's, like I said, he's still in the top 10. He's doing pretty well, and I hope he does pretty well this weekend.
Yeah, he very well could. And watch, it's going to be someone that neither of us picked.
Probably. You never know. So what's the latest news in the racing schedule for Michael Mullally? I know you've been working on different things, but you haven't made any major announcements lately.
No, actually, we're kind of at a standstill at the moment. We know we want to race at least a couple races this year. We're still just kind of undecided on what those races will be and, you know, what car they will be in. But no, we'll announce something when the time comes. But as of right now, like you said, we're still just kind of at a standstill. But one way or another, we will be on the track at some point this year. We're just still undecided where and when and in what.
Yeah, keeping your options open.
Exactly.
Well, as I stated a few moments ago, we've got a we don't have any guests on the program tonight, but we do have a couple scheduled for next week. We're working on having Gus Dean back on the show, and we're also got a few other feelers out for another guest next week. So hopefully, it'll be a big, exciting week next week. Plus, there'll be a lot of racing for us to discuss this next week. They've got the racing there in Bristol, the two races, and they've got the IndyCar race in Birmingham, so that should be something too. Plus, we'll touch a little bit on the P3 race that's going to be taking place in Birmingham this weekend as well, and I've also got a couple of feelers out trying to get some people from the P3 series on the program here. I think that'll be cool. In addition, we're working a little bit with the Formula 4 racing, trying to get some of those guys on here. That is a little difficult because a lot of those guys are really, really small teams, but you never know. I have hope that we'll find somebody. And anybody who races with Michael out there in Oregon or is interested in coming on the program, or Ray and willing to talk to you as well. So, there you go. It'll be your big opportunity to get your name out there.
Yeah, so quit being a bunch of babies.
But be sure to check out past episodes of Thursday Night Thunder, as well as the other shows on the Speedway Digest Radio Network at SpeedwayDigestRadioNetwork.com. You can also check out the show on Facebook by searching for Speedway Digest Thursday Night Thunder in the search bar. I also invite you to check out the articles covering all aspects of motorsports at SpeedwayDigest.com. I haven't done quite a few articles there this week, but I did a couple of articles about different things taking part in the racing world. I've got a couple others I'm probably going to move out either later this evening or tomorrow, more likely tomorrow. So be sure to check out the racing news section of Speedway Digest as well. In addition, if you're a fan of South Florida, and who isn't, be sure to check out the latest news and information about our slice of paradise at Palm Beach Happening, which can be found by visiting palmbeach.happeningmag.com. Also check us out on Twitter at PBHappening.
Thank you for listening, and we look forward to seeing you again next week in the Thunderdome as we once again discuss the major issues in the world of modern auto racing.
Thank you for listening, and have a great weekend.